This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. Thank you for joining us. Well, as I hope you know by now, deliver an unmatched client experience is one of the six core values that make up our For This DNA. This is, of course, a deeply held commitment for all of us. And in fact, it's so important that we actually built out three key pillars to help outline how we bring UCX to life. We've talked about the first two, listen to understand and be responsive, during the previous two episodes of the show. Today, we explore the third and final component of UCX, consult with purpose to deliver value. And joining me to talk about this is Jerry Henderson, who is a co-managing partner for our advisory practice. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Mike, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, appreciate it. So Jerry, in reading our UCX book, it's really clear that this value is built on trust and relationships. And certainly knowledge and the subject matter expertise, that plays a big role in consulting. But let's talk about how those relationships play into our ability to consult with purpose to deliver value.
Mike, we've all heard that old saying, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And really, I think that's just another way to say that your expertise, while it's really important, is secondary to the relationships that we're building. And at their core, our relationships are simply social contracts that are based on trust. So not everyone extends trust the same way or for the same reasons, just as not everyone is looking for the same thing out of a relationship. And so that's why it's important for us foundationally to listen to understand, one of our very first UCX principles, so that we know what is the most important thing to our clients and our prospects and in our relationship with them. And when we do that effectively, we're able to build trust quicker. We're able to bring our expertise to bear in meeting their needs in a way that is customized to them. And that really is the key that leads us to being trusted advisors. Yeah, Mike, we could devote an entire podcast to just how trust is earned and broken. Probably don't have the chance to get into that today, but I do think it is good to remind ourselves what appears in the book, right? Which is trust usually takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair.
Yep. Well, trust is one of my favorite subjects, so maybe I'll take you up on that. We'll circle back and we'll do that, maybe even a roundtable or something. You use the word care. We talk about consulting with purpose and care. So what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think what I would say is first, the purpose and care. The purpose part, it's really just about intentionality, right? It's just waking up every day and bringing our approach to client service, just being very intentional about that, being very thoughtful and proactive. And again, when I talked about, you know, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Care isn't one-dimensional. There are many ways that we do need to be consistent in how we demonstrate our care, like being responsive as a good example, right? But then we take that and through intentionality, we build out a tailored level of care that is tailored to our clients' needs and desires. Here's some examples, right? We've got some client personnel that maybe, you know, remembering and recognizing their birthday is a great way to show that you care. May have others where, you know, asking about their children or grandchildren is really important and shows how you care. We've got some other clients who, for them, respecting their time and just being really efficient to the point with how we're communicating with them is our best way we can show that we care. And so I think it's also just intentionally trying to understand what our clients value and then tailoring our approach. That's the best way that we can show that we care.
Mm-hmm. Know your audience.
Exactly.
Yep. What I like about what you're saying is that you're weaving all these together and showing how it's really a three-legged stool. Obviously, there's a lot more details in those three, but they all work together.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike.
So consulting is about looking to the future. And it strikes me that this is truly where our forward vision comes to life. So how do you see or learn to see what's coming next?
Yeah, Mike, that's a question with a lot of depth, right? And first of all, I would say we should not assume that this is a skill that comes naturally to most of us. I mean, I know for me personally, it didn't come naturally, but I do think that it's a skill that with intentionality, right, that in purpose, we can hone that over time. And I think you build this skill by exercising the foundational attributes of our UCX standards. It is listening to understand first. And I think that's foundational, right? And then it's being responsive. And I think I would say being responsive is typically about being really great at the present. If we're not known and we haven't earned a reputation as being highly responsive, maybe mastering that trait, we're not ever going to move ahead and get to that forward vision focus, right? And I think when we're really intentional about being responsive, then we're already starting to anticipate what client needs are, and that makes us be better prepared to be highly responsive as those needs arrive. And so I feel like that, you know, as we just continue to build that, we're going to get better, and we do get better over time at anticipating what those needs are. And that's really what it's about, right? And looking in the future, it's how do you anticipate what's coming, right? And then try to consult with purpose, right? And with that intentionality to bring items up to clients that show that we're thinking ahead about what's to come.
Yeah. And we've developed some tools to help do some of this, at least, right? We've got a really robust cross-serving tool now in the Ask Playbook. Now, how can our people use that to its full potential, regardless of where they sit or their service line?
Yeah. And again, I think most people know that if you're looking to find this, you can go to the advisory page on the Forbes intranet. And again, it's just right up there, I think, in the top right hand of the screen. And I want to give a big shout out to some of our team members that played an important role in pulling this together. And, you know, first and foremost, probably Christine Dawes, who from early on was inspired to help create something like this. Macy Roth, who's part of our marketing team and advisory, worked really hard on this. And then obviously, Jenny Kavnar played a really important role in helping us get that brought to life. And again, I'm excited that still relatively new in our period as Forbes, right? We've got a tool like this that is out there. And, you know, for those who haven't seen it, maybe I'll just describe that the construct of the document is we've got interactive links in there that link for many, if not most, of our service offerings. It shows our service line leaders who can be the first point of contact on these service offerings. But we also have it organized by industry as well, where we show the national industry leaders, the regional industry leaders, along with the top 10 advisory services for each of those industries. And we worked in a collaborative fashion with our regional industry leaders, national industry leaders to identify those. And then we've even got a few discovery questions that are baked in there that can just help team members. So really want it to be a valuable resource. And I truly believe that for anybody in the organization, if they read through the document, they're probably going to discover some things that they didn't know. And so hopefully, whether you're an intern with a firm or probably even we've got senior leadership team members that might learn at least a little bit from what we've got in the document. So really excited about that.
That's great. That seems to be really valuable. And if I'm hearing you right, people at all levels should take a look at this. And this is something that you probably should look at now, right? Like not before or when you think you need it, take a look because you may not know if you need it until you do.
Yeah, Mike, I think that's right. And, you know, the other thing I would say is when people are listening to this, it's April. For a lot of our team members, that means that they're coming to a close of their busy season.
Right.
And they start to really turn their eyes towards marketing and growth as we start to enter into the new fiscal year. And again, this is just a great opportunity to leverage that as a resource. And, you know, the other thing that I'll just mention is we do want to make sure that we've got multiple on-ramps for advisory, right? I mentioned a minute ago that we've obviously got our service line leaders. Those are highlighted at the front of the document. We've got our regional industry leaders. Those are highlighted in the middle part of the Ask Playbook. And then as you get to the back of the playbook in the appendix, we highlight our market segment leaders. So that's a third on-ramp into advisory. If you're not quite sure where to go with a client need, those market segment leaders can be a great resource. And then last but not least, our advisory marketing team. And again, we've got that team also is included in an appendix. And so we've just got multiple on-ramps for advisory. Yeah. So really excited about that as well.
Right. I love the one firm mentality on all of that. So Jerry, I want to leverage your great experience. What are some useful tips, methods, ways of thinking that you have honed over the years to help us be better consultants, consult with value, and have that forward vision?
I think about a couple of pieces of advice that I've received over the years. And I think these both probably tie back to be responsive. First is act with a sense of urgency. I heard that early in my career. It has really stuck with me for my whole career. And I love it because just that very term is very action oriented, right? And we don't put off till tomorrow that which you can do today, right? Just it's another way of saying that, but it is really impressing on us. Just maximize every chance you have to be as responsive as you can be. And again, as we think about forward vision and beginning to anticipate, right, that's also embodied in that act with a sense of urgency comment. The right. second is advice that I received later in my career. In fact, as I was about to come into the role that I'm in now, my predecessor, we were just talking one day and, you know, and he shared this comment, which is, you know, it's important that we respond, but don't react. And it was the first time I'd ever heard somebody put it quite in those terms. But, you know, when you think about it, our Forbes way is to be responsive, not be reactive. And there really is a difference in that right. terminology, right? Yep. And, you know, when you think about reaction, you tend to think about maybe an emotional reaction. And, you know, we all are a part of communication sometimes that communication might trigger an emotional response initially, right? Or that might be the first impulse. And I think it's just really important that we have to be intentional about not giving way to those impulses, right? And take the time to say, okay, I'm going to set this emotional impulse aside and I'm going to respond, right? With really a clear head and really just based on facts and not on emotion. To me, that's just been great, very sage advice. And I think when we think about respond and don't react, one of the key elements to that, and that we've said it so many times, right, in the merger is that we've always got to assume the best of intentions, you know, and I just think that's excellent advice. And again, for me, that was probably the best advice I've received within the last few years of my career.
Yeah. And putting those two together goes a long way. Jerry, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't asked you about?
I mean, I think what I would just say is many of the topics that we've discussed above, it really just being intentional about observing those around you and taking the best that others have to offer. The things, Mike, that you've learned in your career, I've learned in my career, very few of that are original ideas, right?
Right.
I mean, I think most of what I've learned has been right. from watching other people. And that doesn't mean that I've shared this before when I've had a chance to address people. It's you're not trying to mirror somebody. What you're really trying to do is to take the best qualities that you observe in them that you think can be authentic for you, right? And adopt those for yourself. And I think a lot of the things that we talk about with our Forbes way and with our UCX standards, we're probably seeing other people model that. And yep. so taking that and adopting that authentically for yourself, I think is just one of the most important ways that we can all continue to grow. And I'll say, even though at my stage in my career, I learned so much from people who have less experience maybe than I do.
But for sure.
They just model certain behaviors that I'm mm-hmm. like, man, that's something that I really want to adopt and put in my tool set.
Yeah, that culture of collaboration, learning, mentorship, and passing it on is big. And I know I felt that in my time here. So it makes coming to work a lot easier every day. Well, Jerry, thanks for joining us. I really appreciated this. Thanks everyone for listening. And until next time, onward and forward.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forbes. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forbes.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.